Hello and welcome back, everybody. Today we got some exciting news. Google has a brand new AI video editor. It's called Google Vids. I don't know why they didn't just call it Google Videos, but you know, whatever. It's AI powered, which is pretty cool. And basically what that means is there's going to be, it's, you know, a website, because everything Google does is online, you know, Google Drive, all that stuff. But you'll... like Google, I believe it's called Google, is it? It's like Google Design or whatever. Sam uses it for a lot of things. It's going to be like that, but instead of images, you make just videos. They're going to use their Gemini model in it, so you'll be able to upload some video clips or even a full video that you want edited down. You can do some manual things in it, you know, like split clips and adjust things. But the main focus point will be their Gemini model doing things to the video. This was released at the Google Next event. That was today. That's a once-a-year event that happens. And, yeah, pretty cool. They had a lot of other announcements, too, that we'll be getting to that are later in our speedrun topic. But, yeah, so very exciting, very great for us, you know, as making content for YouTube and all that stuff. We make videos a lot, so it will be great when we get to use it. It's not released yet, but just announced, and they'll give us some more details in the future. All right, let's play that intro. All right, so today's tech history, everybody. On this day in 1959, NASA publicly announced the names of the first group of astronauts. They were known as the Mercury 7, and that was Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Gus Grissman, Wally Scurria, Alan Shepard, and Dex Layton. I said all those names horribly. But I was waiting. I was going to say the first group of astronauts, too. But no, that was just the first group of astronauts ever in 1959. There was no other manned missions to space. So that was the first one. And yeah, all those people made history back in 1959. Actually, I think it was a little after that. They were just announced in 1959. But all right. So by the way, Liam's here, everyone.
Hello.
And T-Sarb will not be live streaming tomorrow. I know, very sad. I'll give you some tissues to cry into. But yeah, we're off tomorrow. But we'll be back Thursday and Friday. That does mean we won't have an interview this week because those are done Wednesdays. But we will have our Scratch live stream on Friday. All right. So along with that big announcement, YouTube announced that it's launching new shopping features that allow creators to curate shoppable collections, better plan their shoppable video. I got it. Okay. So they're also releasing shoppable. That's a hard word to say. It keeps tripping me up. Shoppable videos, and you can quickly monetize older videos and more. All that stuff. I got a whole article on it. It's a big thing. And actually, T-Sarp, where we have nothing to sell, but we're almost to the point where we can use this feature. And once we do, we can give you a little more info on that, too. But apparently, there's also affiliate sellers and stuff, so you can make videos on other products. So that's a big thing that's shown a lot. They have that on TikTok, you know, the TikTok shop. Now, you can make a whole video about a, you know, product that you bought, say, and then you can get a commission when anyone buys that product, and, you know, you put a little link under it, and you say, okay, everyone, if you want to buy the product I'm showing off now, click the link in the description. It's all through YouTube. Maybe there's a little button there, too, and it says, okay, you know, you'll get a 1% commission for everyone that buys it. So that's a really cool thing, and, yeah, you can tag products down, like, in the description. And, yeah, that's basically all these new shopping features. I think it's pretty cool. We're not able to use it yet. If we were, maybe we would do, like, a test product to show it off, but maybe we'll do that, like, in the future. All right, let's see. So another one of our big three topics today, this one was also at the Google event. At noon today, the Google Cloud CEO, Thomas Kurian, kicked off the opening keynote for this year's Google Cloud Next event, which I mentioned. They have a link to the live stream that I can send in the chat. That was on YouTube. That's passed, though, so you can go back and watch it after this stream. But they also have a stream tomorrow if you want to tune in. Actually, not tomorrow. Sorry, Thursday. So I just sent those links in the chat. There you go. That's to the Google Next event. And here's a Twitter topic. X adds support for passkeys globally on iOS. Passkeys are more secure than passwords.
Very nice.
What?
Very good that they are doing that.
Yes, it is. Basically, passkeys are more secure than passwords, and they don't require you to memorize anything. They're just ready to go, you know, on your iPhone, so, or any Apple device, I believe. Pretty cool. A lot of good topics today. We got more coming up, but all of these are good. I always love big events like Google Cloud Next, because you got a lot of info there, a lot of tech news, a lot of new releases, which we're talking about today. Most excited for right now, I would probably have to say our main topic, Google Vids, but also the YouTube features are cool too. All right, let's move on to our speedrun topics. Gemini 1.5 Pro, Google's most capable generative AI model, is now available in public preview on Vertex AI, Google's enterprise-focused AI development platform. So if you didn't know, Vertex, again, like I said, that is only for enterprises or companies to use, not for your regular consumer right now. But hopefully in the future, we'll get something like that. Gemini is the model, though, they use for that. But that's the 1.5, I believe, right now in, like, Bard, or what was formerly Bard, is just, like, the 1.0 or a little higher than that. So hopefully one day we'll get access to that one. Right now, just the enterprise version. All right, so that Google Vertex AI Agent Builder is a new tool that just helps, like I said, companies build AI agents. Kind of reminds me of Kidoyo's AI. They have their DAT AI, which you can make agents to help teach coding. For example, they have the basic coding mentor that is actually implemented into all their coding editors. So if you're in like Python, it's kind of like a copilot. But that reminds me a lot of this new Google Vertex AI building agents. That's a big thing we see in the AI space. I forgot. There was one is it like Schooly AI? Something like that.
I think, yes.
Yeah. That you can build agents. They're using the term agents, Google, but just GPTs, ChatGPT uses. There's all different terms, but separate little AIs, breakoffs, you could say. Image Gen 2 is now generally available and comes with some fun new capabilities, including inpainting and outpainting. There's also Google's calling text to live images, where you can now create short 4-second videos from text prompts. Reminds me a lot of Sora, but short videos. Sora, I believe, can be up to a minute, which is pretty cool. But yeah, this one's only short little ones. But all right, pretty cool. Also, totally off topic, but here's Sam put this in. You can now gritty in LEGO Fortnite. Ah, isn't it great? What would we do without grittying? Arcan in YouTube chat just said tomato, and then period. That was it. All right, tomato, back to you, Arcan. Llama 3 is the next generation of Meta's large language model used to power generative AI assistants, if you didn't know. But today, Meta just confirmed that Llama 3 is coming in the next month to consumers. That's great, right? As we mentioned before, enterprise first, consumers later. That's normally how companies go. T-Sarp's not a big enterprise. You guys, I assume, aren't part of a big enterprise, so who cares about that? We really want it for ourselves, and that will be coming soon. All right, Cloudflare's data showed on an 8% drop in U.S. traffic at the time of yesterday's eclipse compared to the week prior. That's pretty cool. Glad all you guys were touching grass out there on your lawns looking at the eclipse. I can't say for myself. No, I did. I'm kidding. I'm not that big of a nerd. Good to see. I assume most of the traffic that didn't drop was just like bots, you know, computers, servers running. And maybe some of it were people that just couldn't care enough to go out, or parts of the U.S. that weren't, you know, didn't have enough visible of the eclipse, that people just didn't care enough to go out. But who knows? All right. Intel's first introduced its third AI accelerator last year, but now they have revealed more details on performance when compared to the H100 GPU. Intel says this new accelerator can deliver 50% faster time to train on average across the Llama 2 models. Basically, if you can't figure it out, this is a GPU chip, right, that is supposed to accelerate the process of creating AI models, basically. And it's just a lot more efficient than other ones. They said that it's a fraction of the cost of NVIDIA's H100, which is good. We don't know that exact price, but basically it can range from $35,000 to $300,000. That's a lot, definitely not cheap, but everyone knows with AI, normally a hefty price comes. All right, final speedrun topic here. This one was funny. Apparently, yesterday, kind of into today, the search term, "Why do my eyes hurt?" became very popular, which is kind of scary. I hope people are kidding, and they didn't look at the sun yesterday during the eclipse, but I could show you a little graph here of the search trends going up. You can see the blue is "my eyes hurt" and the red is "why do my eyes hurt." You can see both are trending up a lot. "Why do my eye" or "my eyes hurt" is a lot more popular though, obviously. But yeah, so I hope people were getting I use my glasses. I used my safety eclipse glasses, so my eyes didn't burn out. Liam, how was your eclipse experience?
It was good. I went to Arkansas with some friends to see it, and we got to see totality.
Cool. Yeah, we in New York, I said this yesterday, where we are in New York, only 88%, but still cool. I should have gone to see it. I didn't. 25 years though, guys. In 25 years, I'll see it when the next one is. I feel like people said this a lot online, but I know why. Like, I feel like there's always, like, every 4 years, there's a different, like, you know, new, like, once-in-a-lifetime, you know, event going on, like, you know, space event, you know, one being, obviously, this eclipse. A few years ago, though, we had another eclipse, but a few years before that, we had a lunar eclipse, so, like, every few years, it's another one, so even though the eclipse is really cool. What?
Lunar eclipses are like 3 times as rare as solar eclipses. So solar eclipses just are almost never over land.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And there's a lunar eclipse, almost everyone can see it. Solar eclipse is only like a strip of land can see it.
Gotcha. All right. Interesting to know. I was just doing in school because we knew that this eclipse was coming up a unit on all the different, you know, moon positions and then how lunar eclipses are made and solar eclipses, but I didn't learn that, so there you go. With a verified, approved TSARP teaches you more than your earth science class. Hopefully my earth science teacher doesn't come after me, but there we go. There's a little fun fact. All right, so like I said, no TSARP tomorrow, but Thursday we got tech news. Friday we got scratch games. We got a bunch lined up. I actually got one. Someone sent it to my email today. Not the best method of getting it to me because, well, I actually probably check my email more than Discord, but recommended is just join the Discord in the description. That's the best idea. Get them in before Friday, really. Well, actually, before like 20 minutes before the live stream on Friday. So if you want to start making a new one today or you want to just submit an old one, just a little PSA out there. And I think if, Liam, you don't got anything to say,
no, I do not.
That's pretty much it for today's episode, and we'll see you all on Thursday. All right, bye-bye.